setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. So excited to have you with us. It's Friday, and let's just be honest, some of you right now are going, thank God it's Friday. I'm just trying to make it to happy hour. And some of you who've been listening to the show and you've been walking on purpose, you've been using the proximity principle, are going, man, I can't believe it's Friday. Where'd the week go? Wow, I got a lot more I got to get done. I'm fired up. Things are happening. Good things are happening. I made progress this week. I'm tired. I'm looking forward to recreating myself. That's what recreation means. That's what the weekend is for, is to kind of recreate yourself. You went hard. It should be like a game. That's how I feel. That's what I want for you. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. Greg's on the line in Louisville, Kentucky. Greg, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing, bud?
I'm living the dream. How can I help?
Awesome. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah.
I have been in my current position, my current job, for 10 years. And looking for a change for a variety of reasons. Honestly, Ken, the biggest being, I feel like my days are numbered there. I am not a detail-oriented person, naturally. I'm not good with organization. Just naturally, it's a real struggle. And my job is very dependent on those two things. And so, really, the entire time I've been there, I have had issues with that. Mm-hmm. And it has finally come to a point where, actually earlier this past week, had essentially a performance write-up, an official performance write-up with HR, really essentially due to, those type of issues.
Yeah. And here's the deal. You are operating in your weaknesses.
Yes, absolutely.
And you weren't created to operate in your weaknesses.
Right.
I mean, you're a good man. You have tremendous character, a tremendous toughness, because if you've been in a role like that for 10 years, I mean, you talk about an uphill climb every day. Imagine sending your kids into a situation where they were in their weaknesses and they had to perform in their weaknesses all day long. You'd have a kid melting down on you. So let's get on with this. So we know we need to leave. So the question I'm assuming you have for me today is, what's the best thing, or what is my thing? Or do you know what you think it is? Or do you know what your top talents are, your strengths? That's what we want to focus on. What are the ways, Greg, that you can use your strengths to do work and work that you love?
Ken, I honestly don't know.
Sure you do. Here we go. Let's break it down. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Now, listen, no limitations. You're not allowed to think about, I'm not qualified. I don't know if I've got the time or money. You're not allowed to do any of that. What you have to do is let your heart talk to me. You agree with this?
Yes.
All right. What do you do better than anything else? If I talk to all of Greg's friends and family and coworkers, they'd say, these are the top three things that Greg does well. What are your strengths and skills?
I have had rental property for the past several years, and that seems to be the area that I do excel in. Seeing a vision for a house, being able to go in and the whole value added thing and knowing how to set up a house, I do well with that, and I enjoy that.
Okay, great. Give me a couple other top skills. Give me a couple other things real quick.
I think I have a very strong work ethic, very strong integrity. I'm mechanically minded. I'm good at figuring things out.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you like, is it engines or is it carpentry renovation type work that makes you most happy?
Probably the renovation type work.
That's what I thought. So a guy, so you are gifted with the ability to solve a problem by seeing all the angles and understanding what the solutions are, and not only see it, but then you can actually execute on it with your hands. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. So that's the space you need to be in, because you enjoy that work too. You love seeing something go from ugly to useful or even beautiful. Yes?
Right. Yes.
Oh, man. So I think there's a couple ways you can go here. The question is, do you have the ability financially to go into, you know, the rental business where you're fixing up stuff or renovating stuff? Because that takes capital and cash. So if you don't have that right now, I'd like to see you get in proximity to that place that you eventually want to be in. And that's you doing, and I'm throwing out some stuff here, a handyman. Mm-hmm. Maybe you start your own handyman business, or maybe you start it on the side and then grow it. Maybe you go work for somebody fixing machines. Who cares? Just doing something in your strength zone to get you in a place where you're going, okay, now I'm doing something that I'm good at and I love, and I got a bigger picture plan, which is 5-10 years from now, I'd like to have my own, you know, flip business, you know, or have three or four rentals that are spitting off enough money for me to live on, and then everything else is gravy. That's your desired future. So what's the best way to get there? Well, the answer is, Greg, you essentially solving problems with your mind and hands together. A lot of ways to do that right now in this economy. A lot of ways. I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. A guy like Greg, with the need there is in the trades, there is a massive gap in the trades. The trades are looking for talent. And by the way, they pay pretty well. Really nice situations there. So, Greg, you know exactly what you want to do. You're just kind of going, well, how do I get there? Well, one step at a time. If the dream is a 5-7 year play, that's okay. What's the best path? So I got to start, and I got to incrementally move along the path, and it gets closer and closer as I stay on the path. Hey, stay with us. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. We're getting it after it. I can't even talk. We're getting after it, Joe. That's what I'm trying to say. Getting it after it. Getting it. Getting it. Getting it. Getting it. Getting after it every day, Monday through Friday, to help you get in your sweet spot, the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. That was not a radio effect. That was just, I was so excited to say what I was going to say. And sometimes, you know, it just doesn't come out right. It's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? Everybody should have to do live radio one day in their life. But maybe for 2 minutes. And Madison's shaking her head. Let me tell you why. Because everybody needs to just be live with all of that pressure or whatever would build up in your head and heart, so that you learn to deal with the little mistakes. You know what I'm talking about? Because I think about that, and Joe snapped his head when I came back from break, and I kind of stuttered and messed it all up, you know, and everything. And Joe, it occurs to me, it doesn't even affect me anymore. I just kind of laugh at it and go, oh, well, that didn't sound right. But, moving on. But I've been doing it for so long, it's just like, oh, you know, who cares? But just a little thought here. I just want to teach just a little nugget. You don't have to worry about those minutiae, those little failures, if you want to call them that, because it's the humanness. So don't be so nervous about the next job interview or the next presentation, all that. Just go in and be prepared. And sometimes life is going to happen, right? It may not be you jarbling a word. It may be the technology doesn't work. Right? You got it all planned. You got a great presentation. You go to plug it in and everybody's looking at you and it's not on the screen. You're going, I don't know why it's not on the screen. This is crazy. Just relax. acknowledge that it's just not going right. And then what everybody else does is just relaxes. So anyway, just kind of a fun little lesson that happens even to radio hosts that have been doing it for a long time. So there you go. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. James is on the line in Portland, Oregon. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for that introduction. Now I don't feel quite as nervous.
Yeah, see, I just completely botched the English language coming back from the break. What could you possibly do that would be worse than that? So we're all in good shape. What's going on?
Well, what I was calling for today was just kind of a sweet spot checkup, basically.
Okay, great.
Because what happened was June of last year, I really started thinking about where I was at career-wise and where I wanted to go. And so a class came along that I was able to pay for cash. And so I started that in November. I've been studying to take a test here. And the more I listen to your show, the more I just kind of question the direction I'm going.
Why? Tell me what you're questioning very specifically.
Okay. So my question is it the right direction? And I know you're going to laugh at this. I've only been doing it for like 10 months and it still feels right, but it's just like I keep running into small little roadblocks as far as getting ready to take the test and become certified.
Okay. But let me ask you this. If those roadblocks had not popped up, would you be questioning the direction?
I don't think so.
Okay, then. So I think that's the answer. And by the way, I'm not going to laugh at you. I think it's very real when you have doubts and you have fears that we want to dig into those. And that's what I just did. So you've just had a couple roadblocks. They haven't stopped you from taking the test or getting qualified to take the test. Yes or no?
No.
Great. So they didn't even really stop you. It was just kind of like stubbing your toe, correct?
Yeah, I kind of considered them large speed bumps put in my way.
Okay, but again, what were the large? Can we be more specific? Because I want to make sure you get what I'm saying. Life is going to throw speed bumps and potholes and curves and all this kind of stuff, but that shouldn't make you go, I don't think I'm supposed to do this, because you just said in one sentence, it feels right, but some of these bumps have made me question it, but it still feels right. So what are these speed bumps?
Just health issues that happened with my wife, and so it just threw me back like a month and a half.
Ah.
And just other things like that.
What do you want? If you could fast forward life 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, what do you want? Say it. Cast the vision.
Two years from now, I'd be in a totally different job doing what I love.
And you're on that path, are you not?
I think so.
Yeah, you are. So your wife's health, and that's real. That's real stuff. Okay? And that kind of stuff is going to happen. You put kids in the equation. Don't even get me started on how, you know, anything can happen. Health, financial setbacks, all these things. But none of that should rob you of the clarity of what you want to do. And you know it. And I can hear it in your chest. So I'm glad you called. There's no question in my mind, James, that you're on the right path. And this is a great exercise. And for those of you out there that are listening in, you're going, man, I'm where James is. I feel like I have total clarity. I know the direction I want to go, but life has thrown some speed bumps at me and it's made me question things. Well, good, because you need to have things like that happen to you so that you can retreat back to clarity. And when I retreat back to clarity, do I know what I want to do? Check. Do I know why I want to do it? Check. Now, clarity washes over me and confidence replaces doubt. Oh, I'm telling you. That's all you got to do. Retreat to clarity. Let's go to Marna, who's on the line in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Marna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We had talked before and I was inspired, and since then I've gotten much more confidence, and I almost have the opposite problem as James, is because there's some opportunities that popped up that I presented myself, and now I'm like, am I ready?
Oh.
You know, I don't know how much to charge. What business do I have helping another business when not, you know, like, but.
Okay.
I mean, I have the energy and the connections.
Good. Yeah. So here's the deal. Marna, we're going to break this down, mm-hmm. but this is the thought.
Okay.
You're probably not ready, but it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Let me say that again. You may not be ready, You're probably not ready, but it doesn't matter. I love talking to young couples who are thinking about having a family, and you always hear one of them go, I don't know if we're ready. And I always laugh at them and go, you're not ready. Nobody's ever ready to be a parent. It's just, there's just no way to be ready for it. It's just, here we go. We're going to go do it. We're going to learn as we go. So what is the specific opportunity or two? Give me a real quick description of what's before you and what you're scared of specifically.
Well, there's a business that I had been looking into and even did a pitch about, and I won, didn't expect to, but
that's awesome.
I discovered it was already in town, and but nobody knows about it, and they want to grow, but they don't have enough profit to grow. And so I had specific ideas on how they could do that, and I have connections in the passion and energy to do that. And I was wondering if I could be their feet and mouth in order to make that happen.
In what role? What
presumptuous.
What services are you offering? I don't remember. So tell me what you do.
Well, that's the thing. I don't do it now, but
okay, tell me what you want to do for them. What's the role that you offered your services to do? What do you offer?
I offer to explore the idea of them expanding to a second location.
Okay.
And getting their business out there. I mean, because I searched for it and I didn't know they existed until I passed by it accidentally.
So do you know what you would do for them if they said yes today? You got a pretty good idea. I would do this, A, B, C, D, E, F,
yes.
G. Great.
Yes, but I wouldn't know how to charge for it or even...
Okay.
I almost feel guilty charging for it because it seems like so much fun.
No, well, okay, that's great, but you got to charge for it. I would... So this is basically like a consultancy, am I right?
Right.
Okay,
right,
good.
Right.
So here's the deal. So you charge for your time, and... You can do that a couple ways. You can do a day rate or you can do an hourly rate, right? And you should basically do both. So you can say, okay, here's my hourly rate. Here's a half day rate and here's a full day rate. And you always want to give, you know, a slight bit of a discount off of the hourly and half day for the full day. So they go, well, gee whiz, if I'm going to pay this for the hourly, might as well get you for a full day. And then they commit more money to you and there's a little bit more commitment. So one thing you can do is maybe do a little research on the internet. On what a consultancy rate might be for something that you do. There's enough information to give you an idea, but just charge a good day rate and see what happens. Don't move. More of the Ken Coleman Show coming up. Helping you reclaim your Monday mornings. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you discover what you were born to do and then come up with a plan to make that a reality. Why? Because you matter. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. But it also means that you must do it. Coming up a little bit later this segment, I am going to go on a rant. And I know that somebody out there needs to hear this. And I got this thought this morning. You know, about champions and what does it take to be a champion? Take to be a champion in life. There's one key differential that if you get it, you could be a champion. So I'm going to talk about that in a few moments. Don't go anywhere. But first, back to the phones, 844-747-2577. Jesus is on the line in Spokane, Washington. Jesus, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
I'm living the dream. How can I help?
Hey, Ken. So I'm 25 years old. I work in sales, and I'm not very happy where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I like the whole selling aspect of my job.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for the past 2 years, and I've actually had, you know, a really good outcome with it. But there's one thing that, you know, it's a major part of my job, and it's doing trainings with different associations, and just the public speaking of it is what, you know, what it's bothering me a lot.
Gotcha. Drains you.
And
both the training and that public speaking aspect drain you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. You like selling, And I can also tell you that there's a lot of opportunity in America right now, certainly in Spokane, to get a job where you're selling and you're not having to train and you're not having to do a bunch of public speaking. And so I would tell you, Jesus, you're doing the right thing overall, but you're doing it in the wrong place. And what that means is they've got you in a position that requires you to do a couple of things that really drain you. And so there's two ways to go here. One is to tell your leader, hey, I love selling. I like this company. But the training aspect, and then of the training aspect, this public, whatever it is, the public speaking part that's just draining you, this is, it's not my strength. And because it's not something I'm really great at, it's sucking the life out of me, and I feel like I could be better. Is it possible for me to shift those duties to somebody else and me just focus on selling? That's one path, okay? And a healthy leader is going to say, okay, let's look at that. And if that's possible, maybe they do that. And if it's not possible, they're going to go, hey, it's just not possible. At which point you know then that you need to move on. And that leads you to step two. Step two is you just start looking, and it's not going to be hard for you to find multiple jobs where you can sell, ideally a straight commission or at least a high commission percentage that just puts no lid on your income. And you get out there and you just are all day, every day selling. You're not having to do that other stuff. Now, that would make Jesus a happy guy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So, hey, that's what you do. And I love this scenario because a lot of people in a situation like this, and we're not talking about a couple menial tasks that he doesn't love, because on some level, everybody has those. Okay, so I'm in my dream job. There are times during the day where I've got to do some things that I don't love, but they would be small, small things and a small percentage of my overall output. So therefore, that's just a part of the deal. But Jesus is in a situation where a large portion of what he's doing are things that are sucking the energy out of him because it's not really his strength zone and there's certainly no passion there. And so that can really make you dislike a really good job. And that's Jesus' situation. 844-747-2577. All right. So I teased this when we came back from the break. This message is for anybody right now who feels like you have a really clear picture of what you want your career, your life, your health, your relationships to be, but you're not there. And not only are you not there, you feel like you're spinning your wheels, like you're not making progress. That's who I want to talk to right now. And here's the thought. What makes the best of the best the best? What makes the champions champions? So now this is not just a sports context. This is life. Let me tell you what it is. Here's a simple thought. Everybody, me, you, we all want the best. Fill in the blank. We all want the best job. We all want the best marriage. We all want the best school. We all want the best health. We all want the best relationships. We all want the best friends. We all want the best, just fill in the blank. We all want the best life. That's everybody. Everybody wants it. But now here's the back end of the sentence. Very few people want to do what it takes to get the best. So I'll say it together. Everybody wants the best, but very few want to do what it takes to get the best. Ken, I want to lose 50 pounds. Great. Do you want to stop eating sugar? Do you want to stop eating ice cream at 9 o'clock at night? Do you want to change your habits? Because you can want to lose weight, and that is a worthy want, but it is not about the end result. It's not about wanting the end result. It's about wanting to do what it takes to get the best. Ken, I want the best job. Great. Do you want to put yourself in proximity Do you want to volunteer? Do you want to go learn what it takes to be qualified to step into that role? This is the issue. Everybody wants the best. Very few want to do what it takes to get the best. So, what's the takeaway here? I'm glad you asked. You better want the process. So you got to stop going, all right, I've been staring at the mountaintop, Ken, for a long time, and nothing's happening. Yeah, I know. You might as well be looking at a postcard. I'm all about getting the clarity. That's why we do the sweet spot exercise. What is the dream? It's very important to know what it is. But knowing what it is only half the equation. So, did I want to go do high school football play-by-play on the internet an hour away from my wife and three babies 9 years ago? No, I didn't want to do that. Nobody was listening. Did I want to intern at 680 The Fan in Atlanta and get Sprite for the guys that were on the air, making less money than I was? No, I didn't want to do that. Did I want to take a broadcasting class with a bunch of 20-somethings who thought I was an instructor for 3 weeks because I was in my early 30s? No, I didn't want to. But I wanted to do what I had to do, and those steps were a part of the process. You better want the process, because there is no best without the process. There just isn't. So I don't care if it's your weight. I don't care if it's your relationships, your marriage. I don't care if it's the career, if it's sports. I don't care. You want the best, you better embrace the process, because that's what champions do. So all of a sudden, they want to get up at 5 a.m. and work out. They want to make the extra connections. They want to study harder. They want to exercise. They want to feel like they're unnoticed in order to get where they want to go. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Creating a revolution of on-purpose men and women, doing what they were created to do on behalf of somebody else. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed. That means you have to do it. So I'm here to help you figure out what it is. Or if you know what it is, I'm here to help you figure out how to get there. Let's do this one caller at a time. How about it? 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to the phones. Brandon's on the line in Owensboro, Kentucky. Brandon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you today?
I'm living the dream, Brandon. What's going on?
Good. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I talked to you earlier this year, and I did your sweet spot exercise, and I going through that and identifying, first of all, I have the best job in the world, which is being a husband and a father, and that's what's absolutely most important to me. Mm-hmm. So I identified something, some career paths that I can continue to, have the type of personal life I want to have with matching up and with the career I want to have. And I started reaching out to some of my contacts, and I found that there's a position that I would really like to have allow me to fulfill some of my career goals and, allow me to have, all the a lot of the personal time that I want with raising a family.
Okay.
And the position comes open later this summer.
Okay.
And I've been talking to my contacts, but I wanted to know how I balance that, not wear them out to the point. Patience is not a virtue of mine.
Yes.
I see something I want to go get it.
Yeah. Welcome to the human race. Okay.
Listen,
don't beat yourself up over that. So, tell me what the last conversation was. How long ago was it? And what was the conversation? Give me the very short version.
Well, I talked to a guy that I was familiar with. He was in the same industry. We don't know each other all that well personally, other than, you know, being in the same business.
Okay.
And he is the one that informed me of this. So I'm actually going to have lunch with him. He's not one of the, you know, he's in a position that I would be the same at in the same type of position that I would be. He's not necessarily the decision maker.
And why are you meeting with him? Just for more insight, or does he have a connection to this company where this position is opening?
Well, he actually took my resume and gave my resume to his boss, which would be who I would be working for.
Okay, so he would be a coworker. This job you just told us all about that's opening this summer, this guy is already on board there, and he took your resume in.
Yes.
Yeah, so
been for 20, 30 years. He's been a long tenure employee. So,
well, I don't understand. You asked me, how do I not wear people out? It sounds like you're literally walking through my proximity principle perfectly. This guy's already recommended you, dropped your resume off, and he's willing to do lunch with you, and you're going to get more insight. It's like you're doing a college research paper, you know, on what it takes to win there. This guy's in a similar role. He's in the company. So I'm not sure I understand what you're asking, because it sounds to me like you're doing everything the right way right now.
Well, it's early on in the process. I know the position isn't open until later this summer.
Right.
I want to give there's nobody in our area, in the area that I'm in, that would be going for this position that's more qualified. So I want to make sure that I get myself in there.
Okay.
You know, and put my best foot forward.
Okay,
and,
so here's what you do.
Along with that, gathering information as I'm, you know, from the people that I'm, you know, I'm having lunch with him. I'm going to gather information from him to see what, you know, what they're looking for.
Yes.
And but I want to keep in contact with them.
Right.
But I don't want them to view me as a pest, so to speak.
No, they're not going to. No. Stop. You're overthinking this. Here's what you do. You're going to have lunch with this guy, and you're going to get all the information you know you need to get. And then the question I want you to ask is, who are some other people, whether it be at the company or just in the industry, that you think I should connect with that will help me get even more prepared for this job? And then just say that, and just let him kind of direct your paths on who else he thinks you need to contact. See if he'll make the connection. You do that. And then after you've met with him, do a nice handwritten note to the guy who's making the decision. Okay. And just say, hey, okay, I've been meeting with this person, and this person. I am really excited about it. When the appropriate time happens to begin the conversation, I want you to know that I'm super excited. Let me know. You know what I mean? And that's not bugging him. That's showing some serious forethought and some serious preparation. If you're emailing the guy every 2 or 3 days, that's obnoxious. But I think that you are attempting to meet some other people after this guy you're going to meet with. And then I would also have him find out for you when they're going to start the interview process. He's your inside man. He can find out the answer, and it's not obnoxious for him to be asking. He, after all, is the one who recommended you. So I love that. And I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine if you just go that route. And again, the handwritten note is such a game changer in this situation and in most. If you want to reach out and have a touch point and not feel like you're pestering somebody, here's why. You could send an email going, hey, I've done this, this, and this, and I really want the job, hoping to get a shot as soon as you guys begin the process. You could say that in email, and it's fine. But if you wrote that in a handwritten note, there's not this pressure for them to reply to you, so it automatically doesn't put any pressure on them, and it's also a nice touch. Hey, whatever happens, thankful for your consideration. That's just classy, and leave it alone. All right, folks, time flies when you're having fun, and boy, oh boy, are we having fun. Good news, more coming. Don't move. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're taking your calls every day to help you get the clarity you need to step forward on the path and confidently stay there. Courageously stay there because you are needed. You must do it. And we're here to help you with that. 844-747-2577 is the number. And you can jump in. Let's go to a social media question real quick from Celeste on Instagram. She said, how do I go about asking my employer boss about changing to a part-time status? If they don't agree to this, does that mean I could be let go? Okay, two-part question there then. How to go about asking the employer boss about changing to part-time status? And she goes on to say, it's in order to spend time with her son. I think you just go in there with just a really humble attitude and spirit and say, hey, I'm considering whether or not I want to maybe go to part-time status here to be with my son, but I can't consider that if that's not a reality. And I'm just curious, do you think that might be a reality? Is that possible? And that way you're not saying, I want to do this, I'm going to do it. You're saying, I'm thinking about it, but obviously I want to stay on here and I want to work here. And I just am curious, would that ever be a possibility? That to me is just a simple, you know, kind of asking, let's see if this is possible. And then from there, you know, let's see how they react. But I don't think they'd let you go just because you say, I might want to do that. So I just handle it that way and see how it goes and make it very, very clear. You're just wondering. You're not wanting to leave at all. Just want to see, would that be possible? And here's why. And as you explain, it's a heart matter. And let's see what happens. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line in Farmington, Utah. Rebecca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help?
I have a lunch date set up for tomorrow to talk with someone who's in the field that I'm wanting to go into. And I was wanting any advice you have on what questions I should ask.
I didn't hear that. Would you mind saying that real quick again?
Okay. I have a lunch date set up tomorrow with someone who is in the field that I'm wanting to go into.
Okay.
And I was wanting some advice on what questions I should ask while I'm having lunch with her.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you want to ask, I'm going to give you some basics, and then these are samples and you can kind of build off of these. But one that I would ask is what their path looked like. You know, that's always a good way to break the ice. So there's two things happening with this question. One, you're breaking the ice because you're letting them talk about themselves, which is always a good thing. And they're actually not just talking about themselves. They're giving you some really interesting information based on their path, how they got where they are. I think that's a good one to start with. Another question is, here's what I have learned about qualifications. This is what I'm seeing out there. Do you agree with that? Is there anything that you think I'm missing in order to get qualified? What would that be? And so that's a really good question. The other thing is, I always like this one. What do you love most about what you do? You know, and that's really good. Yeah. So they start talking about, you know, the day to day and stuff they really love. And then the natural follow up is, what do you not like? What kind of stuff might, you know, suck the energy from you? This is really good information to have because it allows you to see the position holistically. And now here's the cautionary note, though. Don't think that if they share some negatives that that's going to be the case for you. That could be obviously a cultural situation, could be a very different type job situation. You're just looking for general information about the field. And then one other question I'd give you, and again, you can build off of these, but another one would be, what do you think the path to growth looks like for you and for somebody like us in this position? Because it just gives you an idea, you know, they've probably thought about it, career advancement as well. And it just gives you, again, a really clear picture of somebody who's thought about this and doing this. And all that's really good information for you. So those are really good questions. And then the last thing I would tell you to do is when you're in a situation like that, always be so engaged and so listening to what they're saying that you hear things that spark other questions. So the idea here is you're listening for the answer, but also if they say something that sparks another question, be okay going down that rabbit hole. And I think that's the natural curiosity at play. And that's how you leverage the brain. Let the brain work on your behalf. So that's what I think. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Matthew, who's on the line in Ontario, Canada. Matthew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I had a question. I just left my full-time job because I was driving about 4 hours a day for it, and I just got married, so me and my wife decided that that was the time to leave it. And I'm wondering right now if I should take something that's a little outside my sweet spot, but just something local that'll give me time to work my network, or should I just keep working my network like I am right now locally to see if I can find something that is actually in my sweet spot?
Well, it depends on your financial situation. How do you have some money stacked away to where you've got a little bit of time to work your connections to try to find something you love, or are you pretty tight?
Well, technically invested, I've got enough to live off about 3 years, but I'm also getting a check for leaving. That'll run me for about a year if I'm conservative with my finances.
Oh, well then, yeah, it's clear to me. Don't rush into just a J-O-B.
Yeah. No?
No. You don't need to. You got money got money stacked away, you said, for a year, correct?
Yeah, well, and I do have a part-time job as a bartender, too, where I work about 2 shifts a week and pick up a bit extra just to give me some extra flowing cash.
Yeah, I don't want you to touch your investments, because that's just not smart.
No, I wouldn't touch those.
Okay, so my point is the money you set aside for a year, plus so the point you're getting paid to leave, essentially. It's like a severance, correct?
Yeah, it was a pension plan that I'm cashing out because it didn't get locked in. So.
Oh, okay. So you understand what I'm saying. Unless I'm missing something, there's no financial pressure for you to just take a J-O-B. Am I right?
No, except for the fact that because of the the way me and my wife invest is along the Dave Ramsey line, so we're investing a lot towards the future right now, so okay. I want to fill up my TFSA as quick as possible.
Well, okay, but again, you asked me, should you just take AJOB while you're looking for something else, and you know what you're looking for. What do you think the timeline would be before you step into something that you really love?
Could be anywhere from like a month to 6 months because I'm in the environmental field, so it kind of calms down during winter up here.
Right. So do you think taking a full-time J-O-B, and you've already got a part-time job bartending, so if you take just a full-time job just to kind of keep more steady revenue coming in, do you think that will hamper your ability to get that dream job?
Not necessarily because it's one of the possible side things. Like it's a little bit off my sweet spot, but it could.
Oh, well, then I'm fine with
it. Tie into the sweet spot.
Well, then I'm fine with that. I'm sorry. I mean, unless I missed that detail.
I may have miscommunicated.
Okay. Yeah. So then I'm fine with that. Here's my point. If someone is financially prepared and you don't have to have the income and you're in the process of transitioning into the dream work and you feel like it's coming pretty quickly, then I don't think you just have to take a J-O-B because that J-O-B, in some instances, doesn't sound like yours, can be a distraction. So you're fine. You're fine. Go for it. I think this is a either or. I don't think there's a wrong answer either way. Okay? So you're good. You're a really smart guy. You've thought this thing through. Yeah, no bad decision here. No bad decision at all. And I love that. I mean, if it doesn't hamper it, yeah, keep that income coming in. You don't touch that one-year nest egg. That's a really nice nest egg. And if you don't have to touch that, yeehaw, that's really awesome. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, they're in debt, they don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.